Hello, hello, and welcome to another super, super special edition of the FLM Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Mr. J. Lizzle for Shizzle, and this is podcast number 18. We are now officially legal to smoke tobacco and to go into strip clubs. And with me on this magical evening is my right-hand man, underneath my other right-hand man, because Ellis is not here today. So I have pulled out another member from my special hat, a member you all know quite well, and a member who has been on this podcast with me before. Yes, you guessed it. That member is none other than the infamous, I was going to say famous, but infamous, Bunners. Bunners, how's it going, mate?
It's fine, mate. Scrape the bottom of the barrel, and look who you found lying down the bottom. No Ellis today, so you'll just all have to make do with me. I hope I can do him proud, but yeah.
I think
let's hope we can have a good one.
I think we will, and if you're looking up at me, that only means one thing, that I'm on top. And if I'm on top, that's all that matters.
That's it.
All right, so it's been a while. I do apologize, Ellis and I. I've been quite busy with doing obviously different things, but today we come back with a bang, and let's start off with the FLM Cups. So they have just wrapped up the seeding round, and the semifinals are upon us. So let's kind of check out who is doing what and who is facing off against who. So I'll throw it over to you, Bunner. So help us out on the Xbox side, and who's facing who?
Okay, well, just to quickly recap on, obviously, the group standings as from all the divisions. Obviously, Xbox Premiership Group A, you had Ryzen and Craig go through from that group. Wasn't much of a surprise. I was quite surprised, though, that Zaf didn't get anywhere up there, but there it is. It's Craig and Ryzen through that one. Then we've got Group B, Bumblebee, who I am extremely proud of because he was in the same division as me last season and he's absolutely tearing it up in the Prem at the moment. So he's doing brilliant. And obviously you've got Steven sat second in that group. No surprise there either, really, is there?
No. He's
a pretty decent player. And you've got, what division is this? Division 1, Group A, Copite and Magpie. Copite, no surprise there. Magpie, yeah, would have thought he would have gone up through into the knockout stages of that. Group B, Ninja Bean and Gooey. The only person now I can see that could have possibly have got through it was Chairfloor, but he's had an absolute mare with only one win and four losses. Yeah. So he's not done too great. Group C, quickly bashing through all this. Motor the Foe. Bossing that group with Craig McCatty in second place after Mo's dreadful result against Grumbo, where Grumbo absolutely dominated him. But then Mo came back with a storming 7-1 victory over the Devaluer, aka Devils. And then we've got Group D. Doob, which I don't know an awful lot about, he's stormed that group. Turtle's Head sat in second. The one that surprised me a lot in that group was Dizzy Donkey Kong. For some reason, he's bottom and he's only drawn one and lost four. Not too sure what that's all about because I thought he was half decent, but obviously yeah, he's not.
Yeah, good player that, I thought.
Yeah, very good player. Oh, and now we go to Group A of Division 2. Now, there's a very familiar name sat at the top of that group.
We've played
5, won 3, drawn 1, lost 1. I don't know who that is, but apparently he's pretty half decent at this game, I've heard. But he beat Jackie Fantastic as well. And in his last game, he had a 7-2 victory over Nutty, which Nutty was not very amused about. And rounding off Group 2... Group B, sorry, of Division 2 is Stark and Kerfish, the Muckers, both first and second. So they've both progressed to the semi-finals. And then just quickly run through the semi-finals and the quarter-finals of all of the Cups. They're all in a bit of a random order because I'm going off of the FSL. So I'll just go through them as how they've been posted. We got Xbox Division 1 quarter-final 4, Doob versus Magpie. I can see Magpie going through in that one. Well, I'd like to think he will, but then I don't really know about Dube, so could go the other way.
Yeah.
Xbox Prem Cup semi-final one is Rising versus Steven, the Clash of the Titans.
That'll be a good one. That's a mouthful.
Bragging rights for whoever wins that one. Can't really tell. I couldn't call that. It's going to be really close.
But if you had to call it, who would you pick?
I don't know. I really couldn't. It's down the middle. You're going to have Steven that's going to be playing five at the back. Rising's going to be wing-whoring it and just whipping it into the middle. So it's just going to be a case of who gets the lucky breaks, I suppose. Then you've got the Division 2, semi-final 2, which is who I'll be facing in the final, is either Stark or Dirty Raver Dan. Not too sure who could win that one. I beat Dan quite easily in the league, so I imagine Stark. I got Stark in the league at some point this weekend, so that's a massive game for me. Xbox Division 1 quarterfinal 1 is Copite versus Turtle Zed, which makes me laugh because these two get on great. A couple of times they've played each other and one of them's ended up crying, so that could be a really, really good game. Xbox Division 1 quarterfinal 3 is Mo versus Gooey. That'll be a good game because they're good mates anyway, so that could go either way. I mean, the way Mo's playing at the moment, coming off the back of battering Devils, I can only see him winning that one though.
Yeah.
Division 1 quarterfinal 2, Ninja Bean versus Craig Makati. Ninja Bean's going to win that all day long. Can't see Craig beating him. Ninja's top of his division as well, so he could easily win that. Prem Cup semi-final 2 is Bumblebee versus Craig. That's a massive game. I can't really tell who's going to win it. I'd love Bumblebee to win it, only on the basis that he was in my division last season and he's doing so well in that league, so that would be nice if he could get through on that one. And lastly, semi-final 1 from Xbox 2 is me versus Kerfish. Yeah, hopefully if I can beat him, get to the final, and then either beat Dirty Dan or Stark. So that rounds up all of the cup fixtures and standings for that. A few names in there that I didn't expect to be in there, but then that's how it is. FIFA's a funny old game, isn't it?
It is, and obviously, you know, during the cup, some people might take it seriously. Some people might not. You always have, you know, the that kind of situation going on. Do you take it seriously in the cup? Do you not take it seriously? I think everybody does take it seriously because nobody wants to lose. Nobody wants to throw the game. So all this rubbish about people, oh, it's just a cup. I don't buy it. I don't think it.
No.
And I think everybody's trying to win, and that's just an excuse if you're losing.
No, that's it.
All right, so let's slide it on over to my brothers in arms and the PS3. Let's start with PS3 Group A in the Premiership. Joel was in first place in that group. He pretty much, I wouldn't say he dominated it, but with 4 wins and a draw, no losses, he swept it quite cleanly, I would say. Behind him is Tomo. Not too far behind Tomo was Mr. Masa, but Tomo went on goal difference there.
Who's that down in fifth place? I can see there.
he's, you know what, Ellis, he is kind of, I think he's seeing now the quality of the Prem in the PS3. I think it's, and he's without his FUT slags, you know, his FUT style. He's without those kind of players, so he's finding it hard to cope without them.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking with the Ellis. But a big surprise in this group was FM91, who was actually a pretty decent player. He lost all 5 of his games in that group. All right, sliding over to Group B in the Premiership. No doubt here who's sitting at the top, Mr. Steve Viper. And underneath him is Scott. Scott and Viper, obviously, those two were favored, I think, to go up. Big surprise here is Jinko with no wins as well. Another ofer in the cup tournaments.
Can't buy quality, see? Can't buy quality. You're either good at this game or you're not.
All right, sliding to PS3 Division 1, Group A. That was my division. I had a proper mare, and I lost all of my games.
Oh, chisels. Dairy me.
I did play my cup team, which is all a bunch of 16 to 17-year-olds. It was fun, but, you know, I gave it a good go, and I did horribly. Sitting at the top is Nick 1000, which is a slight surprise. to me and maybe a couple other people. He won four and lost only one, so 12 points there. And PS3 Division One's top of the board leader is Mystical Ace. He also slides through to the semifinals. Not making it, however, was Danny Boy, DJPL. I thought he would be one of the two people going up, but that obviously was not the case. All right, sliding over to Group B in Division 1. This was a decent division, I thought. It could go between two or three people. I thought Night Owl could have done a bit better in the competition. He ended up on 5 points with only one win. Robbie, who last season was in the Prem, had a great flying start in the Prem last season, was undefeated for more than half the season, and he just proper bottled it at the end, and he got demoted into Division One. But him and Dockers go through as the top two in Group B. FIFA Vids misses out on goal difference. All right, finishing up in Division Two, Group A, for the PS3, you have Dom. He perfect score, 15 points, 5 wins, no draws and no losses. And underneath him is Fungus, which is a slight surprise, seeing as he finished horribly to the season last year. He goes through ahead of Johnny G. All right, so that is how the standings went. Now let's check out who faces who in the semifinals. Again, as Bunner said, these are just how they're posted up in the FSLs, so random order here. PS3 Division 2 Cup semifinal number 2 sees Scammel face Fungus King. Prem Cup semifinal number 1 is Joel versus Scott. PS3 Division 1 Cup semifinal number 1 sees Nick versus Dockers. PS3 Prem Cup semifinal number 2 is Steve Viper versus Tomo, which should be a good one. PS3 Division Cup semifinal number 1 sees Dom versus Hammer. And PS3 Division Cup, Division 1 Cup semifinal number 2 sees Robbie versus Mystical Ace. I think it's quite balanced, those matches, and I can't really see a winner, but it'd be hard to vote against Steve Viper as he pretty much dominates everything he does. All right, so that wraps up our cup review. Let's go from cup to a different monster altogether, transfers. Now, as you may have noticed, it's been a couple of weeks since we've had a Free Agent Friday. I know you've all been weeping, you've been shaking, you've been having withdrawals, you've been checking the site over and over every Friday, refreshing it, the page over and over and over, wishing and hoping that Free Agent Fridays will show up, but to no avail. Until yesterday, when we had a large number of free agents pop up out of nowhere, quite randomly. So Bunners, take us through that. When the free agents came out, who was the player that you were looking at and possibly saying, okay, this guy, I have to go after him. This is the guy I've been waiting for. Was there any kind of player like that out yesterday?
No. Only on the basis that I've got no money yet again. Still skin, still got no money, still can't afford to do anything. So, yeah, that is why I didn't bother going for any of them. I have actually been on someone tonight, though, in the FAFs. Yeah, I mean, the players... Oh, I suppose, I take it you're talking about the likes of Vermaelen and all that,
yes.
Are you? Or?
Yeah, yesterday, yep.
Yeah, well, Dumbia, absolute boss man of a player. Had him when I was Fiorentina. Bought him off of, well, the very first season that we ever did this. I think I held the record for a transfer. I think it was something like 85 million, which back then was quite a lot of money for any player. Brilliant player, fast, can finish, strong, he's quality. I mean, he's worth every penny of what got paid for him. I mean, it was a bit of a crazy amount from Kopite at 106 million, but yeah, he's just basically replaced Cameron Jerome with another fast black man. So
yeah.
he's gonna do well with him. I know he is. He'll score a hatful of goals for him. I mean, it shouldn't take him long to catch up with Jerome's goals that he's got.
Yeah, but don't be surprised if he keeps Jerome. Don't be surprised if he keeps Jerome. I think
he will. He will. He'll play them both up front.
Yeah.
And he'll sell out Altidore, I think.
Yeah, but if you've been paying attention lately to Altidore's progress, he just scored a hat trick,
didn't he?
I mean, he's bound to go up. So he might hold on to him until FIFA 14 and then kind of see where it goes from there. But
I think if he holds on to him, he won't play him. He'll just keep him.
Yeah.
Unless someone offers big money for him and then he can recoup some of the money back that he spent on Dumbia. But
yeah
I don't know. Thomas Vermaelen, quality defender. Not really sure why Craig even bothered buying for him if all he was going to do is buy him and sell him straight away. Seems a bit pointless to me, but each to their own, I suppose. I mean, especially as you're going to pay £47 million for him. I mean, I'm not really sure why you would even do that, unless he had it in mind that he was going to sell him straight on or...
Yeah.
But I don't know. Seems pointless.
Yeah, some people play it that way, though. Ellis and I have talked about this in the past. Some people see a bargain. They say, $47 million for Vermaelen? Let me grab onto him. Let me get him. I'll trade him for a good player that maybe I want or I've been wanting, and some cash. I actually kind of did a similar thing earlier this season when Sahin went up for sale. I saw it was for $30 million. I could get Sahin for $30 million. I was like, shit, $30
million? That's a bargain.
That's a bargain. And yeah. I ended up getting, I think it was $30 million plus Gilardino for him. So, I mean, it worked out. So it is, you know, that kind of game. Some people do play it, and it works out. I think it rubs people the wrong way sometimes. You know, if all you're going to do is sell him, why'd you bid for him in the first place? But, you know, it's just kind of the game. Obviously, in real life, this would never, ever happen. But, you know, as it's part of this whole, you know, FIFA Ultimate Team, that kind of, you know, branding when it comes with these kind of moves, it's to be expected, I think, nowadays.
The last player we've got up is Christian Eriksen, which we'll segue into the reason why he got sold for $100,000 in a buy it now. I'll leave that to you, Jizzles, to say your little piece. But the person that he's gone to thoroughly deserves him.
I agree.
And, yeah, basically, I hope he won't ever sell him because it's obviously from the club he supports, which is good on him. And he is an absolutely superb centre midfielder.
He is
brilliant. Absolute cracking. But I'll let you explain why he deserves him.
All right. So for those of you who may or may not have seen, one of our longstanding members and administrators, Black Salmon, Fishface, as I like to call him, he is without his PS3 and has been without his PS3 for a couple weeks now. Mesk, our lovely PS3 Division 2 member, has an extra PS3 just lying around. So to help bring Salmon back into the fold, he offered to post and send him his unused PS3. So, you know, that right there in itself is just a very selfless class act to do. I mean, you've known each other for a while, possibly on the sites and things like that, but you don't know him personally. You know, it's not like you're mates, you've hung out, gone for a couple pints, you've been schoolboys together. But it just kind of goes to show what kind of people we have here on the site. And it was really a really class thing for Mess to do. Sent it the same day, said he was going to do it, posted it, and he sent it to him. So because he did all of that for Salmon, Davo, obviously seeing Christian Eriksen was in the free agents, and I think somebody actually mentioned it was somebody's idea. I forget whose idea it was, but eventually Davo sold Eriksen for $100,000 to Mesk, and I think that's more than a fair verdict and result. You know, class act all around, and cheers on Davo for seeing that and kind of rewarding Mesk for his kindness.
So thoroughly deserved, if you ask me. Yep. Didn't have to send it, didn't have to do anything. He could have just basically just kept quiet and said fuck all. Could have had that PlayStation still sat in his house now.
Yep.
But he was kind enough to send it to him. I think that's sound. I tell you what, you'd never ever catch any of the Xbox lads doing that for each other, and that's not a dig at the Xbox lads. That's a fact. No one would ever go out of their way like he has for him, unless he was on the Xbox side. That's the only way it would happen.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, fair play to you, Mesk. Sound of you to have done that. You didn't have to do it, and you did it, and you thoroughly deserve the player that you've got. I think he should have got given a little bit more than just a player. But
he's
gained the kudos from everyone, and everyone's obviously realised what a top bloke he is. So fair play to him for doing it.
Yeah, I agree. And obviously, it's from a team he supports, so he's never ever going to sell him. So whoever wants Eriksen, just kiss it goodbye. Kiss that dream goodbye.
This is never going to happen.
You're never going to get him. Never ever.
The only other admin, the only other option we've got up here is poor old Foxy's Lewis Muriel.
Death Fox.
Yeah, dear oh dear, what's he fucking done? But yeah, Lewis Muriel. Not a lot really you can say about him other than he is quality. I mean, his finishing's not amazing. He's 79, so he can find the back of the net, but oh no.
Fuck you, Bunners.
Yes. You've just cut me off. I was just explaining about Lewis Muriel and Daft Fox and the fact that he cried when he got his player taken off.
Yes, fuck you.
Fuck you too.
How are you? Sorry I'm late. I went for a shit.
Were you on the toilet thinking, when you were taking that shit, were you thinking about Bunners and that's why you wanted to join us on the podcast?
No, I was playing Plants vs. Zombies 2. Sorry.
A little bit preoccupied.
Yeah. So, what have I missed?
Nothing really.
Just going through all the auctions and the faffs that are... Well, we're just on the last of yesterday's players, and then we're going to move on to the faffs that are up for tonight.
Ah, cool. How much money did I make?
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to speak to Jizzles.
Well, yesterday, you made, let's see, 150. You made about over 200 million.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's throw that back in the league, is it? Hang on. Let's look at the. Any of you fuckers play the ladder?
Yeah. I've been playing both sides. PS2.
How many games you won?
No idea. I have to look.
So look.
Oh dear, mine's not very impressive.
Ben, isn't it? You're not in there? Oh, there you are. You're on 3 games. Fuck's sake.
I have no idea how much I'm on, counting PS3 and Xbox. No idea. Not that.
You're late on Xbox.
Let's see. Xbox J Liz. Where the hell are you? Oh, I'm sitting in 14th.
Fucking 11 games in total. That's rubbish, man. You need to. We stop doing transfers so much.
Yeah. I'm sitting 500 on the Xbox.
Aye. 20 million going back in, I think. Ah, too much. 15. Anyway, carry on. I'll just jump in every now and again.
Alright, but so what do you think about the Muriel deal? Do you think it was obviously Daft Fox had a proper mare there and not updated his FSLs? Now, guys, we stress this all the time. No matter what the case is, if you can't come, you can't, whatever, just update your FSLs. If you do that, you're not going to get fined, you're not going to get harped on, nothing's going to happen to you. We see you're making an effort. And you don't even have to make an effort. Just sign up, say, hey, when can you play? I can play here. That's all you got to do. Bullshit if you have to, but just fucking update your FSLs.
2 minutes it takes. And if you're too lazy to fucking, well, like me, if you're too lazy to go and type in every FSL, just write one out and then just copy and paste it into the other four. It takes 2 minutes. Do it on your phone. Do you know what I mean? It's not as if you've got to go on your computer to do it. Just do it off your phone. Simple as that. And then things like this won't happen, will they, Foxy? You fucking donut.
You know, I actually like the fact that people don't use their FSLs. It means I get more money.
It's annoying though because it's so simple.
It's to make sure the games are played. If you use them properly, I mean, if you're posting up, I'm online tonight, that's fucking rubbish. That's okay for some people, but you know, post up, I'm online 8, 9, 10 o'clock this night, and then people will then say, okay, well, I can't make that one, can't make that one, but I know I've got free time then, I'll try and catch you then. If you post shit like that, you get the games played, you keep the league ticking over, and then we can, on shit like this or on written articles, we can do all these nice little reviews, and the leagues are all, you know, at the same level, instead of having one league where one guy's played 18 games, another guy's played fucking 4 games. It just makes a fucking mockery of it. And there's so much effort goes into other aspects of the league that why can't they do the same for the fucking games? So, anyway, that's my rant over with. Let's go pay some motherfuckers.
All right, so that wraps up.
Just quickly.
Fuck you, Gunners.
Clearly, from the SoFIFA stats, you can see that he is an absolute beast, fast as fuck.
He's a fucking sprinter that plays football. That's all he is. He's fucking Walcott in disguise.
That's it. And he can dribble. And
oh shit! Did I devalue that? Am I gonna get fined?
Devalue?
No.
You can't devalue him because the deal's already done, so it doesn't really count. Sorry.
Ah, but he's in the league, so I've now devalued the player. Whoever bought him can we'll stop it there. Kiss a guy, fine.
Who did get him? Let me just have a look. Oh, Bang Bang got him. 83 million.
Ah, you won't even notice. You won't even listen to this.
Yeah.
83 million. It's good deal, I suppose.
I mean, comparing it to the Dumbia deal, who would you rather have?
Dumbia all day long. All day long. On his finishing alone, that is. His finishing's much better.
Wasn't Dumbia the catalyst that fucked your team up in season one?
Yeah, I've already said that.
Talk us how you fucked up the second best.
No, let's not go there. I've already discussed it, the fact that I paid 85 million for him, had him for a bit, and then ended up swapping for someone ridiculously shit. So, we won't go down that road again.
Who'd you swap him for?
Oh, I can't remember. It was someone really, really awful.
Douglas
like,
Costa.
Really awful. What's that?
Douglas Costa.
No, it wasn't him. It was bad, though. It was really bad. I think it might have even been Cameron Jerome and a load of money.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was something like that. It was absolute stupidity of the highest order. But then a lot of stupid things happened that season, like Dab texting me saying, I've just put Oxlade-Chamberlain up. Do you want to buy him? And I was like, yeah, all right. And he goes, okay, it's, I can't remember how much it was. It was up around 30 million, and that's all I had. And I was like, yeah, definitely. So he posted him, I accepted it. And then within a week, I just sold him. Oh. So, yeah. That was one of my many
good times.
All right, so let's check out today's Free Agent Friday list. There are 4 Free Agent Friday members today. There
would have been more, but I'm not going to go there.
Ooh, you can't just go on and say that and then say there could have been more, but I'm not going to go there.
Well, the VIPs get a preview, yeah?
Yeah.
So. Again, up to my fucking eyeballs in work. I fucking take my laptop into the boardroom and have a little fuck about. And well, okay, I'll use those players, and then go back in the office. Post them up in the VIP forum, and then first fucking post is like, oh well, that guy's already in the league, and that guy isn't even available. I was like, oh well, fuck's sake. So I ended up wasting my time doing that. I was like, fuck it, I've got time to look at more players. That's all that's going up. But it's a good thing I threw a shit ton out yesterday of top quality slags, so didn't make it too bad. I mean, there's only a silver play yesterday, isn't it?
Yeah, 3 silvers and a gold.
Yeah, so I mean, I doubt there'll be massive amounts of money. Actually, let me have a quick look. I'll tell you how fucking good it is now.
I've been on one of them. One of them that you've put up is an absolute cracking player, but I don't think I know for a fact I won't have bid enough, but I have bid on him.
Well,
he's got some good bids.
What's that?
Some good bids there.
Nice. Yeah.
Average bids for Forster. Yeah, I think these ones are the ones I put up yesterday. Were there's a lot of players on 80, 90, 100 million. So I was looking at sapping some of that cash.
Did a good job.
Yeah, and
over 200 million.
Yeah, these ones are more for the shit cunts that can't manage their cash.
If I had money, I'd be going after my PSV boy, Mar, but that's not gonna happen.
You're fucking P. Dodgers.
But I have the best center midfield in any of the leagues. I dare somebody to challenge me on that. I dare somebody to challenge me on that. I have Marco Verratti, Jordy Clasie, and Kevin De Bruyne in three of my midfielders. Challenge it. If somebody can name three better players in their midfield than me, central midfielders than me, I will do an auction for you. I'll do an auction for you. But only a 75 player. 75.
They're borders, mate. They're all good. They're
Nobody
all
can
good.
beat that. Nobody can beat that.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Unless it was old boys, like players that have been about. But no, that's pretty solid.
Yeah, not gonna happen. All right, so let's throw out our evaluations of the free agents today. So first silver free agent is goalkeeper. You can never have too many goalkeepers. I have two. I know some people are on like four keepers. No idea why that is. But Fraser Forster is a decent keeper. Obviously, he plays for a rubbish team in Scotland. Oh, wait, did I say that out loud? Shit.
Mate, Celtic adds 20 million to any fucking player.
That
if
is.
Not.
That's what I was just about to say. You can't value Forster at what he's actually worth because any bid that gets put on by anyone will be a Celtic supporter.
Yeah.
So,
how much is he going to go for? Bunners, if you had to guess, how much is Forster going to go for?
Fucking don't know, mate. What's he worth? He's probably worth about 15 to 20, but what will he go for? He'll probably go for about 35 to 40, I would have thought.
Yeah, possibly.
That's what he's worth.
Remember start of the season when we were valuing all the teams, and we had Celtic in as one of the possible teams to pick?
Yeah, we did.
And I think someone valued them at about 130, 140 million. Someone valued them at about 160 million. And then I looked and I thought, fuck no, that's about 700 million right there.
Easy.
Because you'll have all the fucking Ouija Muppets just bidding stupid prices. And whoever ends up with them is basically just on the cheat mode like they do in Championship Manager. And they just buy whoever the fuck they want then. So we have to put your shit can them. So it just means I get the money instead. Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I think 35 to 40 will end up going for. I don't really know an awful lot about this Kapui bloke. I don't even know who he is.
What do you mean? He just signed for Spurs, you had.
Yeah, he just signed for Spurs. Yeah.
Oh no, didn't know who he was.
Just
signed as well. I thought the name like that, I thought he was gonna be like a flamboyant, like little pufter on the ball, like a Nasri, a fucking wanker that he is. But he's built like a fucking brick shithouse.
Yeah, I think him and Dembele together in midfield is going to be nasty because they're gonna get rid of Scott Parker. I think he's gonna be out the door.
Old as
he's gone today. He signed for QPR today.
Okay.
Ah, so 3.5 million, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, him and Kapoue and Dembele in the midfield is going to be tasty. It's going to be tasty indeed. All right.
Yeah, just having a look now, he is good. He's got 92 stamina,
yeah,
and 80 aggression, 81 interceptions, 82 slide tackle, standing tackle, sorry, and long passing. So he's a bit of a baller. He can spray it about a bit.
Yeah, I agree. All right, next one is the guy I mentioned earlier from PSV, Adam Marr, and he is, if you haven't seen this guy play, he's gorgeous. He is a magician. He's a magician. He is.
Chisel comes out. Click here.
I had him last year when I did.
Oh, yeah.
Devil let me do the draft. And I had the first three picks. It was him, Tom Ings, and Zaha. Those are my first three picks. He is absolutely brilliant. And he's not on a shit team anymore. So he's going to be, I think in a couple years, he'll be moving to a bigger European club. And. Bunners, do you know much about him? Have you seen him play at all? Or?
Only when I bought him on my I bought him a few times on my actual FIFA manager on like offline, and he grows so quick within like two seasons. He goes from like a No, he goes from a 77 and he
Well, he starts obviously on a 77, but he, after two seasons, I think I got him up to an 81, which is pretty quick progression in two seasons.
Weren't you one of those people that said, oh, this this potential shit is a lot of bollocks?
It is, though. It is. It is.
Yeah, you're just harping on about it there.
Yeah, but that's because it's because when you play manager mode offline, it makes a lot of difference.
All right, okay, yeah.
That online, you can use it. You can still use it if you wanted to sell him now. Like, for instance, if someone gets him tonight cheap, they can use the fact of that, oh, well, you go on Sofifa and he's got 86 potential. Yeah, he has got the potential to be better. But if you play the FIFA manager side offline, that's when he comes into his
own. Move on.
But let me throw this at you really quick, Bunners. A lot of people can't watch the other teams play. For example, how often do you watch PSV play? Not very often. So
with BT Sports, it's on there.
But I'm saying that kind of team. So for example, when you see a player on SoFIFA and you say, holy shit, he has 86 potential, this guy is probably pretty damn good. So yeah. I think having potential as a selling kind of advertisement is good, because a lot of people don't get to see the Adam Mars, those kind of Jordi Classies, those kind of guys. So when they do see the potential, they say, okay, this guy's worth the investment. So I think when people kind of smash potential, obviously it's not going to move as quickly as on offline manager mode. But, you know, it has the aura of, damn, this guy is probably going to be pretty good.
People do improve, though. They do improve with the updates. I mean, I've had I had one of my left backs go from a left back to a centre back.
All right, so you do like potential then?
No. I'm just saying it does happen.
Like potential.
No, I'm saying it does happen. It does happen, but it just doesn't happen as drastically as it does when you play it offline.
So you are for potential or not for potential?
I don't use it anymore. I don't think I ever used it.
You're on the fence, Bunners. You got to jump one side or the other, buddy. You're on the fence right now.
No. I'm just saying that it works in both ways, doesn't it? I don't ever use it to sell anyone because I don't think
there's any contradiction.
Pardon?
The walking contradiction.
No, I think I've. That's a valid point I've made, I think.
What? A valid point that you're on both sides of the fence?
No, I just said then that I don't see the point in people using it in the league. It does happen.
You're like one of those people that say, when someone says, oh, misses a pregnant, oh, could be a boy, could be a girl. fucking duh.
Okay, let's not bring that up because it's a bit of a touchy subject, as you know.
What, are you a hermaphrodite then or something?
No.
Oh, right.
Best of both worlds. All right. Finishing off the Free Agent Friday list is a gold free agent. He was on one of the Free Agent Fridays before, but he was in a 1-for-3. This time he's all by his lonesome. It is none other than karate kicking kid Nigel De Jong. Now,
Shit
right,
player.
You devaluing my players, you motherfucker.
Shit player. Don't like him. This will be out afterwards anyway.
Yeah, so that means someone will own him in the league and you're devaluing one of the players in the league.
No, he's shit in my opinion.
All right, okay. So that means you get a pass for devaluing then, is it?
No.
So you are devaluing then?
No.
Hey,
are you on the fence again? Are you on the fence? Are you devaluing or are you not devaluing?
Riley. No, I don't like him as a player. Myself, I personally don't like him, but then you don't want to take any advice from me anyway, because I just fuck my teams up for fun. That's it. Good stats in all the right areas.
I was going to say, do you not like him as a player, or do you not like him as a FIFA player? I mean, there's a difference. For example...
I don't like him as either.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I just think he's a bit of a cunt, and yeah, enough said. But he's got the stats in all the right areas. If someone wants a CDM, he will do a job for you.
Backtracking now,
Huh?
Back in that way.
No, I did genuinely. I said that just now. Yeah. Right areas.
But you said you didn't like him in FIFA. You said you didn't like him in FIFA. Now you're saying he has all the best stats.
I fucking like him. I just said he's got the stats in all right places, you cunts. Jesus Christ.
That sounds quite homoerotic, actually, Bunners. Are you trying to tell us something?
No.
Oh, it's always lovely.
Views, what do you think?
What's that?
Views on him, what do you think?
On De Jong? I think that if you're looking for a no-nonsense, clean-up kind of central defensive midfielder, he's going to do it for you. He's going to sit right in front of the back four, and he's going to stop pretty much everything that comes in his way. I had, like, De Jong 2.0 last season when I had Jermaine Jones from Schalke. He is the same kind of player, and he is invaluable to any team. I think having a proper central defensive midfielder to clean up. Obviously, I have Marco Verratti, who is out of this world, and I have him next to Jordi Clasi. So having both of those guys in my team, pretty much nothing goes through the middle. My problem is I play three at the back, and all my defenders are like 65 or something ridiculous. So that's why I suck. But yeah, you're not coming through the middle with me when I have two great central defensive midfielders. And to be honest, if you've looked at my squad, I've built my team from the center out wide. My last pretty much purchase was Lacazette, who's going to be brilliant. He's a striker. I just paid $40 million for him. But he was like the last purchase I made after I built my team in the middle. Obviously, people build their teams different ways. But I think if you're solid in the middle, then you're going to win more games than you're going to lose. So De Jong is worth every penny. I don't know, 50 million, 40 million, 40 million, I would say. 43.
His interceptions are quite high. Check his stats out. I think that's a good stat for that type of player.
Yeah, that's super invaluable. Interceptions, anything over 80 in interceptions is quite good, is really good. All right.
He's no Joey Barton, though.
He is not. He is not Joey Barton. But who is? Who is Joey Barton, except for Joey Barton? All right. So that wraps up our Free Agent Friday review. Good luck with them. I hope everything turns out in your favor. All right. So before we kind of end this podcast, I'm going to do a little cheeky segment called Banner's Banter.
Yeah, I think before this happens, I'm not too sure whether it's a good idea doing it now texting it. Because it would have been all right if he wasn't here, but seeing as he is here, this could go a bit peak time.
Hey, don't mind me. I'll sit back and listen and enjoy. Don't worry.
I've just given you your own goddamn segment here.
On my it was going swimmingly, but now it's all gone a bit fucking tits up.
Are you nervous, Banners? Do I look nervous?
Just a bit concerned about what I might say that could go either way.
Okay, Banners, I'll put you in your place. Don't worry about that.
Okay, all right.
I'm giving you airtime on my show. 3 minutes of only you.
Yeah, bitch, be grateful. Suck him off. Let me watch.
Yeah. And please swallow. I don't like the spit up. I don't like that. It's very unclassy. Very unclassy. You swallow like a good boy. All right. 3 minutes. Banners banter. Anything you want to get off your chest? Anything you want to have, anybody you want to have a go at, anybody you want to praise. 3 minutes, that's all you get. At 3 minutes, I'm going to shut you up.
I don't think I need 3 minutes, though.
Well, I'll give you 3 minutes. If you stop before then.
Just until I finish talking, I think.
All right, well, I'll give you 3 minutes. If you finish before then.
All right, yeah.
Just like you're missing. Oh, sorry, never mind. All right.
Get on with it, Bunners, for fuck's sake.
All right, go on.
No, I think. I haven't really got much of an issue with anybody this week. I'm surprised with Wabu. I mean, he seems to have calmed his beans a little bit. I can only imagine that someone's given him a polite little nudge to stop him from acting a cunt. Because he was doing it quite a lot, and all of a sudden it seems to have stopped. But you know who's taken his place? There's someone who's taken his place. Someone has gone and got Wabo's crown, and it's Dirty Dan. The boy.
Bunners version 3.
No, he's not. I calm my beats a lot, actually. and I'll go on to something else quickly after this. I don't understand the kiddie at all. I don't understand what he posts. I don't understand what he's on about. I don't understand where the players he's trying to sell. I don't understand the fact that he uses dots all the time in between sentences. I don't understand him. I don't understand him at all. And he's starting to boil my piss. I'm selling a player. I'm not selling a player. Oh, I'm selling a player. Oh, I might sell a player. No, I'm not selling a player. Just fucking make your mind up, sunshine, and just do it. Don't fanny around and don't moan at people. And yeah. So yeah, he's been boiling my piss. But the other thing that's been annoying me a lot is the constant bickering between certain people and staff. Now, this...
You got one.
No, I'm not going to name names. They know who they are. I'm not going to go down that road because they know what they're doing. I have been guilty of stuff like that before. And the other day when I was reading that thread where it was all kicking off, if you notice, Tech, I didn't comment on any of it and I didn't get involved in any of it. And that is very unusual for me because normally I would add my 2p in and get told to shut the fuck up. But I didn't add my 2p and just reading it was totally and utterly embarrassing. And I don't really understand why we're going back to the stage where everything was fine for a bit and then all of a sudden everyone wants to fucking have a pop at each other about pointless shit that doesn't matter. The people that got the money deserve the money. They're playing shit in the league and they're all genuinely sound kiddies. They're all sound lads. Now, that shouldn't bother anyone because those people that got that money aren't going to affect them directly because they will just beat them anyway, regardless.
3 minutes is up. I'm sorry.
That's it. No, I said what I had to say anyway. But yeah. Sort it out. We're fucking not having it.
I quite enjoyed it, actually.
It does. I think you're going to get that in waves. Obviously, having PS3, Xbox, whatever.
Consoles got fuck all to do with it. Yeah. It's just arseholes. Arseholes don't act like arseholes. They can't act like arseholes because we put things in place to stop them being like arseholes, so they whinge about it because they can't be arseholes.
Yep. Been there and done it myself, and the only way it stopped in my part...
The site's not fun anymore. It's too serious. Bullshit. You're just acting like a prick, and I've stopped you acting like a prick.
The thing is, I think the only way it's going to stop is the way...
There's no if it's going to stop or whatever. If shit gets out of hand and there's something I can do to curtail that, I'll put it in place because I give people a lot of freedom. I let people do whatever the fuck they want to do. I let them say what they want to say and so on. And then when they push it too far, I have to step in and then make changes just to stop them doing it again. So they've ruined it for themselves. I've said this repeatedly, and then people complain then, same people you mentioned, about the fact that it's not fun or whatever the fuck else they want to say about it. When all they want to do is not act like a prick or leave. Just fuck off, okay? Because if you can't act like a prick here, that's what gives you your shits and giggles. Go somewhere else and find it. Simple as that.
We've got a list longer than my cock of how many people extra want to join the leagues. So losing people will make no difference to anything because as fast as those places go, they'll get snapped up within minutes.
Yeah, but so, this has always been the case, right? Even if when the leagues, we had like a couple of vacant spaces. If people don't like the fucking place, fuck off. It's simple as that.
I don't think it's that. I don't think it boils down to that. I think it boils down to people.
You fucking read it.
I know, but I think it boils down to the fact that it's a bit childish. It's, oh, well, if things aren't going my way, I'm going to throw my toys out the pram and try and influence it my way and see how many people I can get back in my argument. And then all of a sudden, when staff say, no, hold on a minute, you're being a cunt or blah, 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 then it sort of escalates into something that it doesn't need to be, if you see what I'm saying.
Hmm.
Been there myself. You never, ever, ever, ever win an argument with an admin, and that's a fact. There's no point even trying, even if you've got...
Well, there's some admins. Well, it depends who you are as well.
Yeah, If you've got a reasonable argument or you're making a fair point, then you can make your point. But you what people have to understand how much, obviously, I don't understand how much effort goes into it, but it's obviously quite a lot. And for people to start getting pissy over little mundane things, it must boil the piss of the people that are doing all the work in the first place, because they think, fucking hell, I've done all of this stuff for the site, blah, blah, blah. I've done all these transfers. I've put this in place. And then these cunts love it. Then all of a sudden they're going to spit their dummy out for a little thing like this. It all makes it worth, like, you may as well just say, ah, fuck it then. Right, that's it. Shut up shop, let's all go in.
Well, why do you think we've lost a few staff members recently?
Well, yeah, but let's not go into that, because then that's just bringing on something else, isn't it? And then it'll all... It just needs to... We need the Iron Fist brought back. That's what we need. And that's coming from someone that wants to fuck about with the Iron Fist at times. That's what we need. Hitting people in the virtual pocket is the only way...
I didn't use the Iron Fist, the new button. He was the fly swatter.
The Iron Fist fly swatter.
It's actually the leather boots, son.
But I think the fines, that's my opinion, like I said in the thread the other day, the fines are what will stop people from doing it. Because it's all very well, you can tell someone, oh, right, you're going to get banned for 3 days. Well, yeah, great. As soon as they've been banned, they can come back and they can say their piece. They can say, oh, well, yeah, you banned me and it was unfair, blah, blah, blah. If you fine someone 5 million and then the next post they say that was a bit
they do that, they go for another ban. You've seen it happen, so that's bullshit. Anyway, this is getting a bit boring now. We went over it like yesterday. So can we talk about something a bit more fun?
Yeah. All right, let's move on then. So Davil, since you're on the podcast and we appreciate you coming on, so we're pretty much more than halfway through the season. How's it gone so far in your opinion? Are you pleased with everything? How the cups ran, how everybody's interacting? Is it exceeding your expectations, or is it just kind of right about where you thought it would be?
To be honest, I've been so busy with work the last 4 or 5 months, I wouldn't say I haven't paid attention, but it's kind of like I've been organising from afar when I've had the time. So, but from what I've seen, the whole PS3 gears, Xbox gears thing has died down a bit, which is good.
Yeah,
saves me dealing with it. The leagues, well, they're running like a watch, even with the staff dwindling a bit due to some of them having personal issues, and basically don't want to do it for these ungrateful cunts. But the team that we have got, fuck, awesome. So it's the amount of work that's gotten through, and we've got to still get through. It's phenomenal, but with the guys we've got in place, it's more than achievable. Again, if we went to previous sites and the amount of committed staff we had, I don't think we'd be doing it. We'd be cutting things out or dropping this out, dropping that out, making things simpler or restricting shit like the amount of transfers that get made. You know, it would be like, there's 30 transfers allowed this week. Whoever makes the first 30, that's it. And then after that, you have to fucking wait till the next week or something like that. That's what we would have done way back when, or if we end up with a lot of less stuff. But I think we'll make more improvements next season, although we've got a big challenge ahead of us with the new consoles. But I think this project I've been working on has been fucking ridiculous, but it's gone now, so it means I got more time to organise and throw in random things and stir the pot up and make the league tick over a bit more. But only way is up. But I think it's gone all right.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And speaking about staff, I quickly want to shout out two new members of the staff. Dom is back onto the staff board, and we would like to welcome Tomo as well. Two PS3 guys who really put a lot of time and effort into the site, and they will be on admin status, league admin status, helping out, putting in all the results, FSLs, and things of that nature. So a big welcome to those two lads.
Yeah, good to have Dom back, and let's see how Tomo does.
Yeah. I think, like I said, they're always on the side anyways. They put a lot into it. They're always around.
Yeah.
For example, you just pass out a lot of bonus.
Decision to make when they were suggested, so.
Yep, two great guys, and I'm glad to have them a part of the team. All right, Bunners, I know you've said a lot, but quickly, any final thoughts before we wrap this up?
No, nothing really. Just like to let Davo say a quick word about Mesk, because we've obviously both just picked him up and said our piece about him and what he did for Salmon. I just wondered if Davo wanted to say anything.
Heroic. I think he's going to go down in folklore on this site for that act of generosity to keep one of our more active and popular members in Samo. Although I say get rid of the fucker. But that's just showing the good side of the community. You know, when something like that, someone can help someone else out. It's good to see. Fucking quality. Nice one, Mest. You crazy Mest.
I did say to Jizzle, though, that none of the Xbox lads would have done it unless Mesk had an Xbox as well.
Well, yeah, the thing is, Bunners, is that the Xbox lads would have probably had another Xbox, not a PS3, so they couldn't have helped out anyway.
No, but what I'm saying is, if he...
I disagree there. Well, there's a shitload of cunts in both sides. Well, I think someone said it best yesterday. There's the forums full of bellends. Oh, that's fucking fact. Everyone is. But I think there's a fair few Xbox guys that if they were in the position to help a fellow member, they would have. So I think that's a bit unfair. But, we'll never know. But I've got more faith in the community than you have, maybe.
All right, Davo, anything else you want to add before we sign off?
Poker tonight, motherfucker. Is this going to be out before 9 o'clock?
I mean, can be, but we can do it after. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Ah, okay. Well, poker was awesome, lads. Shame you didn't turn up for it. If it's up before 9 o'clock, turn up for fucking poker later. It's after, then fuck you. You all missed out.
Yeah, I'll be around. So, I think it's, 9 o'clock kickoff?
Yeah, man. I'll be in. I'll play probably two or three hands all in, and I'll be fucking off to play clubs, I think.
All right. That's about 5 o'clock my time. So I'll see if I can get on. I need to...
5 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, sir.
Fuck that.
On a Saturday.
Oh, dude. But you
know me. I'm dedicated. And... I just actually came back from getting a new job, which I'll be around this time anyways. I'll be working from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. So I should be around late at night from now on.
And which street corner is that?
yeah, fucking hell. But good salary and
yeah, I bet.
So all right, that wraps it up. FLM podcast number 18. I would like to thank Bunners and Davo for helping out this week in Ellis's absence. Hopefully Ellis stops working and cleaning windows so he can join me again next week on the podcast. All right, boys, thanks for coming on again, and take it easy.
Yeah, cheers, bud. Thanks for having me.